Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Happy to have you along. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for March 28th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This, my fellow Americans, is our 2 of 2 in the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We were talking last hour big time about this. Alabama Representative Mo Brooks files a 2-page bill to repeal Obamacare. Is the Repeal Obamacare Act? So we're told. But I've been calling congressmen and senators all over the place. Nobody knows about it. No wonder there's no co-sponsors of it, Kurt. Now, here's the interesting thing about it, though. I just got off the phone with Rob Bishop's office. The gentleman there was very kind, said didn't know if the congressman is on board with it or not, but looked for the bill and can't find it. However, in his looking, he found another bill, Kurt, called the Obamacare Repeal Act, created by Steve King. And Mo Brooks is a sponsor of Steve King's bill for this. And Steve King's bill is only 1 page, Kurt. And it was put in the hopper in January. So I don't know what's going on, but there's so much confusion. I don't even know how anybody can get behind anything, Kurt. I don't even know what we're talking about here. I appreciate the news about it, but I don't know how you rally support and get sponsors for this. There's so much confusion over Obamacare and the repeal and everything else that no one knows. The Republicans and the conservatives are taking a beating over this, and no one even has a plan, and no one can even figure out what the heck's going on. Any thoughts on this, Kurt?
Well, you know, it's like you say, they in Congress, you know, you could never get anything like this taken care of, but you could get like some real quick action on like an unconstitutional war or
raise
the debt limit, you know, all that kind of stuff. You can get done real quick.
By the way, they're going to do that before the next couple of days even. Now, by the way, though, did you know Steve King had a bill out to do this, Kurt, that's 1 page?
No, I didn't.
And my question is, if Mo's a sponsor of Steve King's bill that came out in January, why would he create his own bill that's double the length?
Yeah, well, I mean, at least it's on 2 pieces of paper. The actual bill itself or the actual words is 1 sentence, you know.
Well, so, why would you put 1 sentence on 2 pieces of paper?
I have no idea. It's Congress, Sam.
Because there's a bill, Kurt, and there's a lot more wording around that 1 sentence is why.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it also supposedly deals with something else, too, and abolishes something else.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm for, right. You know, a 2-for-1 deal anytime I can get it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm saying is the confusion. So the congressman couldn't even find, or the congressman's staff couldn't even find the bill we're talking about, Kurt. Because we don't even know a bill number, right?
No, I don't think they get one unless it gets discharged from the committee, and so he's
calling
on
everybody.
That
way they're really hard to find, and that way nobody can jump aboard, and that way they don't get discharged.
Well, yeah, they're hoping it just dies, and that's what they want.
Jim Clymer, well-known attorney, ConstitutionParty.com. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. It's good to be back on the show.
Everybody's beating up the conservative caucus or the freedom caucus for basically standing against the Republican effort to get rid of Obamacare, but it wasn't a complete repeal. It doesn't keep the promises to the American people. I stood against it as well, but now they're trying to say we're guilty of promoting Planned Parenthood because when we could have got rid of Planned Parenthood, we didn't. This is how they play the game. I submit that we need single subject at a time bills, and it's the only way to have a true up or down vote and to truly know what we're standing for and what we're standing against. I commend the conservatives for rejecting the Obamacare light or the fake replacement lie that kept the core of Obamacare in place. I think the inside folks on both sides of the aisle betrayed us all is the real problem. But now there's people that are putting bills in the hopper to repeal Obamacare, but I guess the Senate's moving on, sir. So they've not only failed, but I think it was the Hegelian dialectic used against us. Jim?
Well, I think so. You know, it's. Let me say, I know good people on both sides of this issue, and they say that the good things of life are the best things of life are the enemies of the good things, simply because of lack of resources or time. And, of course, I heard Reince Priebus making that argument the other night, where he said, or after the thing failed, and said that, you know, we go for the perfect and we miss the good. And we can't keep doing that. So part of me would have liked to see the thing pass just to get rid of Planned Parenthood and some of the other things are good, but I fully agree with you.
But this, the problem is they created a poison pill, Jim.
I'm sorry?
They created a poison pill.
Yeah, and it further entrenched the federal government in an area it has no business being involved with to begin with. So they take a little bit away. I mean, they get rid of some parts of it, but they keep the guts. And so it makes it very easy to add back onto it sometime in the future. You know, there's so much posturing going on. There's what, like 30 different times where Congress, while Obama was still president, where the House of Representatives passed a bill to repeal Obamacare. And of course, that was just posturing, let's face it, because they knew it wouldn't, first of all, they knew that the Senate wouldn't pass it. And secondly, they knew that Obama, if somehow they did, and it got to Obama's desk, that he would veto it, and they couldn't override a veto. So it was a meaningless act. But they did that like 30-some-plus times. And then they spent all this time figuring out, now that they have both houses of Congress and the presidency, they spent all this time figuring out how to repeal Obamacare. Why didn't they just take one of those bills that they passed 30 times before and run it through? And as I understand it, they were very simple bills, like Steve King's bill, like Representative Brooks' bill here, that simply repealed the Obamacare. And you know, they could have done that. And of course, I know there were some, mostly those in the Freedom Caucus, we're pushing for that. Say, look, let's get rid of Obamacare, and then if we want to come back and do something to replace it, and I hate the term replace it, quite frankly. There's nothing, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing to replace. If they want to say, let's expand HSAs, let's make insurance be able to be offered across state lines and a few things like that, to me, that's not replacing Obamacare. That's implementing some good policy, which I think they probably have the authority to do under the enumerated powers of Article 1 of the Constitution. But, you know, they could do something like that as a separate thing, but don't make it part of don't make it a health care bill, because the federal government should not be involved with that to begin with.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. And, you know, it's interesting to see the amazing situation we find ourselves in. What do you expect now as we see, well, you know, we saw what happened last week. What do you expect for the near future as you look into the tea leaves, I guess you could say?
Well, I've read one of the columnists this morning wrote something to the effect, I forget what he's writing about at all, but one statement in there said that the expectation of Trump being able to accomplish whatever he wants to has sort of been shattered now. And, you know, I think there's a lot of truth in that. There's a lot of there's expectation that he was going to get whatever he wanted, and you know, it was inevitable that it was going to happen. And, of course, it didn't work out here. Now, I don't know where the blame lies, the fault lies with this. I think it lies heavily with Paul Ryan, for one thing. And I say that for two reasons. First of all, he did not do a very good job of shepherding the Republican caucus, the Republican members of the House, and secondly, he was instrumental in bringing forth a bill that betrayed the campaign promises that Trump and many other people ran on. They came up with a bad bill to begin with. If they come up with a good bill and it failed, then we have to live with it. I know that there are a bunch of moderate Republicans. We got some here in Pennsylvania who came out against the bill for not because they were part of the Freedom Caucus or because they didn't like the bad parts of the bill. It was because they liked Obamacare. They liked the bulk of Obamacare, and they didn't want to see it tinkered with.
Jim Clymer, hang on tight, ladies and gentlemen. ConstitutionParty.com, Sam and Kurt breaking it down. I got an update from Steve King's bill in seconds to abolish, to repeal Obamacare. One-page bill, by the way. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just got off the phone with Congressman Steve King's office. He's got Bill H.R. 175 in the 115th Congress, Obamacare Repeal Act. Sponsor, Representative Steve King, introduced 0103-2017. 38 co-sponsors are already on the bill. Now, why the Republicans would have this single-page bill available to them, take a beating on the failure of health care on Friday, not bring this up. There's 38 co-sponsors already on the bill. Congressman Stewart from Utah is already on the bill. And none of this gets mentioned in the mainstream press. None of the congressmen or senators speak out and say we've already got a bill in the hopper that our leadership won't back or won't promote or won't let come out of committee. Now, this bill is stuck in some Indian Affairs, Alaskan something affairs committee right now. What the heck's going on around here? Kurt, any other details on this?
You know, I'm looking up following the link. Apparently, Steve King has put in about 24 bills. Like you say, there's a number of different issues there. You know, he apparently is somebody who's trying to get something done. But like you say, if you don't get the big shots, that's the Ryan McConnell's, then pretty much anything that anybody else does, it just kind of gets left to, languish, you know, die or whatever in, you know, some committee. And that's, you know, this H.R. 175. I guess is what they call it. It was introduced on the 3rd of January. It's got, like you said, 38 co-sponsors. The committees, it gives you the number of committees. On the 10th of February, it was referred to the subcommittee on Indian, Insular, and Alaskan Native Affairs.
I don't mean to be rude. Why the heck would we put that sucker in that committee? What on earth
are
we doing? The Indians,
that's what they do, is they put it in there to die, Sam.
The Indians were excluded from Obamacare.
Good point.
I don't know why the heck would put it there. But this is the point. It's just buried. Now, here's the problem. Where's Rand Paul to bring this up and force the issue?
Yeah, good point.
These guys are all running around acting like, oh, man, you know, we're doing the best.
Ain't
we can. What's
going on here? Yeah,
I asked if there was a companion bill in the Senate. Nobody knows. I asked if Rand Paul was aboard. No one's sure.
Mm-hmm.
What gives with this stuff? Jim Clymer, do you want to weigh in on this? I don't understand it. And Kurt's going to look up the bill.
Here's
so
the
we can
co-sponsors. I can read you those. You got Massey from Kentucky.
Thomas Massey.
Bilirakis from Florida. Bob Gibbs, Ohio. Justin Amash. John
Carter. Well,
now,
hold on. If Justin Amash is on, I'm in, too, because I can tell you right now he's one of the purest that are there.
Yeah, John Carter. Chris Stewart, Utah. Jody Heiss, Georgia. Stephen Palazzo, Mississippi, it looks like. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. Jeff Duncan, South Carolina. Trent Franks, Arizona. Mm-hmm. Or Louis Gohmert, Texas. Dan Newhouse, Washington. Tom Cole, Oklahoma. Mark Sanford, South Carolina. Blake Farenthold, Texas. Mark Meadows, North Carolina. Pete Olson, Texas. Anyway, it's a pretty good little list there, going down the list there. And, you know, why didn't this thing get some legs? Our buddy Biggs from Arizona, I see on there, you know, anyway, even has Mo Brooks.
You have any menu on there?
I'm looking.
Well, there's the bill, too. It's one page. I want to see if Kurt can find it and read it. While he's doing that, though, Jim Clymer, what do you say, though? This was put in January 3rd. We had this way before the failure. We've got 38 co-sponsors. Why are they letting us take a beating over this as if there's nothing, no alternatives? You know, man, we didn't have a plan B. They're saying we didn't know what to do. The Republicans don't have anything to insert that would make any sense. This is a single-page bill by Steve King with some of the best people in Congress on it with 38 co-sponsors. Why, when the mainstream press is beating everybody up, aren't people standing up and going, you guys are nuts on parade? Here's this bill. Somebody stuck it in the Indian Affairs Committee to sell us down the river. We got to stop that. Ladies and gentlemen, take action now. What on earth is going on?
Well, it's so much posturing. There's no reason why Ryan could have, and this is where I fought Ryan, because he could have taken that bill and he could have pushed that bill. But obviously he didn't want to. He didn't really want to repeal Obamacare. He wanted to just make amendments to Obamacare. It's really what the bill that he presented was doing. It made certain amendments to it, but it was not fair to call that a repeal because it kept large parts of it intact. So, that's fascinating. I mean, that's pretty much the bill that had been approved by the Congress 30-some times during the Obama administration while he was still president. But now, of course, when they have the chance to really do it, it just goes to show that they were just posturing. They were simply engaging in an act that had no consequence back then for appearance purposes. But now when they could really do something, they're gun shy. They won't take that step.
And I get that, but I don't understand where the Rand Pauls are, where the leaders of this, you know, conservative caucus, the Freedom Caucus, whatever, they're the ones getting beat up by Donald Trump and everybody saying, man, you guys own this now. You're the ones that sided with the Democrats and gave victory to our enemies, and you're the ones that back Planned Parenthood and the murdering of babies now because you didn't get rid of it when you had the chance. And when they give you a poison pill and you refuse to swallow it, then they beat you up. Somebody needs to roll out and say, excuse me, the poison pill was given when the leadership rejected Steve King's H.R. 175, the Clean Obamacare Repeal Act that was sidelined and put in the Indian Affairs Committee. Indians aren't even part of Obamacare. They already had an exemption. This is bogus. And where's the people to call a halt to this con game and have a I don't know what you want to say, but a truth streak on this issue? No one's talking about it. And you call congressmen and senators like, well, we don't even know about the bill. What are you talking about? It's like these people are like out to lunch drunk or something. They're crazy. And then we can't even get any traction. And then they're like, oh, man, Senate's going to move on now.
Well, with 38 co-sponsors, I mean, that's a sizable portion of the House right there. There's no reason why it shouldn't have gotten some traction. I would say that people like Mark Meadows, who's the head of the Freedom Caucus, has certainly been saying these things. But the problem is the news outlets don't want to give them any time. They don't want to. They don't promote it. They don't publicize it. Somebody should be calling Fox News and say, "Hey, why aren't you promoting this?" They claim to be the ones that are promoting the news that the major media, that the other outlets won't present. So they should be presenting this here. I mean, they have done some to their credit. I shouldn't say. I mean, I know Ann Coulter has been on there already, and that's what she said, that they had these bills that they presented before. They should just run one of those. Jim Jordan was on from the Freedom Caucus on the other day. I know, and that's what he said. He didn't specifically refer to Steve King's bill, but he said, "Now we got a bill that repeals Obamacare flat out, and then we'll deal with what needs to be done to take care of those people who are going to be left out in the cold when that's done." Of course, I don't necessarily subscribe to that mentality either, but still, I agree with that approach. And that's what they should be doing, but they should be promoting that.
I'm on the line with Mark Meadows' office, who is a co-sponsor, right, Kurt?
Yeah, that's a great point. He is. I'm looking at the bill right now. It says a bill to repeal the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act and Health Care and Education Reconciliation Act of 2010, be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled. This act may be cited as the Obamacare Repeal Act. Section 2 says repeal of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act and the Health Care and Education Reconciliation Act of 2010. From what I can read, this is exactly the same thing that Mo Brooks has posted as well. It's just basically doing it again. But, you could just, it's like dropping a needle.
Is this a one-page bill, Kurt?
Yeah.
And what does it say? It just says it's repealed, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand. So I asked Mark Meadows' office. They said, yes, he's a co-sponsor. Is that what it shows on there?
I think that's right.
Kurt will confirm that.
Yes, Mr. Meadows.
All right. His name.
Quick break. Back in seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from Liberty News Daily, I'm Dennis Daly. In a recent interview with Russia Today, RT.com, former CIA analyst Ray McGovern gave reasons why he thinks the establishment is continuing to push its anti-Russian agenda. McGovern says the claim that President Putin wanted Trump to be elected flies in the face of everything he knows about the Russian people. He studied Russia for 20 years. He's quoted as saying, "Why would Putin want someone in the White House who's rash and impulsive?" McGovern also claims that many refuse to accept that Hillary Clinton was a flawed candidate. Secondly, the globalist elites are trying to make sure that there is no conversation or good feelings with Russia under any circumstances, especially in the battle against ISIS in Syria. McGovern also says that the establishment made false claims about Russian hacking, supposedly to help President Trump win. It has now been repeated so often that it may be supported at all costs. McGovern rightfully insists that the so-called hacks of the DNC were really internal leaks by people inside the Clinton campaign who were disillusioned by Hillary's tactics in, quote, stealing the election from Bernie Sanders. No matter where the investigations go or what the rhetoric is on either side, one thing is certain. This is not an issue that is going to go away quickly or go away in the long run at all, at least in the minds of many. For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, go to worldaffairsbrief.com. With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just got off the horn with Paul Ryan's office. And man, I'm telling you, I'm calling this guy a thug. He's doing everything that he can to not hear from the people. First off, I get a voicemail, and then it says, hey, you know, if you want to let your voice be heard, press 1. So I do that, and then it gives me like 6 things that I can listen to Paul Ryan tell me. And then I finally get the last option that says, if you want to leave a voicemail, please do so right here. So I try to do that because it's my only choice. And I'm talking for about 12 seconds and then it's done. And I don't even get it. So I said, you know, I don't know why the Republicans are taking a beating over not being able to repeal Obamacare and why the Senate and House are considering moving on. You know, Steve King has H.R. 175 to repeal Obamacare Act. That's got 38 plus co-sponsors right now. How come we're not pushing this and talking about? That was the end.
Yeah, that's great.
And I talk
wow,
freaking fast. So there you
yes,
go.
Yes, you do.
What do you say to that, Jim Clymer? I'm telling you, these thugs don't want to hear a word we have to say. There's no way to get to them. There's voicemails everywhere. They don't know about the bills. They're not on it. We're taking a beating over this. But this has been in place since January 3rd. It's a simple one-page bill, Kurt. Did you read it? The whole thing?
Yes. Well, I mean, there's just, it's like 2 paragraphs,
yeah.
You know,
and
so
you read it,
it's,
right?
It's all on one page. I didn't read the whole thing, you know, but all that
is pretty long.
Well, I mean,
but I'm saying you got to read it and decide, are we for this bill?
Yeah.
Okay. So I what mean, do we got to do then to push? I don't understand how we're going to allow taking a beating in the mainstream press. Every congressman or senator should be on this. This Republican yep. that should say, look, we got a clear single-issue bill, one page, we're going to repeal. We're gonna do it. And when the mainstream press tries to, I'm telling you right now, they need to have a press club with all 38 co-sponsors and say, you guys are on crack, saying that we don't have an alternative or a solution and that we've lost here and that we're mired down and that we can't get it done. And, you know, you guys are crazy trying to blame us that we're responsible for Planned Parenthood. We demand this bill become out of committee. We demand this bill get off the Indian Affairs sidetrack. We demand that this be, you know, front and center. Let's have an up and down vote and see who's for it and against it. Okay, why isn't this happening?
It helps you understand the term March Madness, doesn't it, Sam?
Well, wow. Thank heavens it's almost over, for crying out loud. But Jim Clymer, what do you say about this, though? Am I incensed fairly, or am I just kind of overstating the issue?
No, I mean, in one sense, I think you're oversimplifying it because the truth of the matter is it wouldn't pass. I mean,
but let's passed. Then hold them accountable and have an up-and-down vote and put the blame where it belongs, then.
I totally agree with that. Let's bring them out of the shadows, bring them out in the open sunlight, and and let people see them for who they are, and up down vote. But there are, you know, there are probably 60 or 70 Republicans who would not vote for a bill like this. Maybe more than that even, because there are too many that are now married. Well, and they're worried about their people back home. You know, now that you have, you know, it's so much more difficult to repeal something where people start feeling entitled. And if they would have done this, of course, it should have never been passed to begin with, and I still think the Republicans could have stopped it if they had wanted to badly enough. But once it's in place and once people start feeling entitled to something, take it away, and they're going to be howls, and that's what they're using. That's what the Democrats were using. They were, you know, you heard it, I'm sure, during the debate. They stood up there and they said, how many people from their district is going to be anybody who was supporting it? The Democrats would get up and say, how many people from their district are going to be lose their health insurance? And, you know, using these kind of scare tactics to get people worried about what's going to happen in the next election. And they don't have the backbone or the intestinal fortitude to do what's right. But, yeah, bring it out. Get it on an up or down vote. That's what Paul Ryan should have done.
Well, and that's the bottom line is I don't mind if the people, you know, if we vote against it, we vote against it. But you know what? We've got to have appropriate placed blame. Right now, the Republican conservatives are taking a beating because they say, oh, man, you know, you should have went for this. Now Planned Parenthood and all the murders resulting from is going to be, you know, your fault because you didn't go along with the poison pill. OK, now Patrick Buchanan wrote an incredible article just released right now that says this. The Ryan Care route, winning by losing. I want to say it again. The Ryan Care route, the winning by losing. And Pat Buchanan basically talks about, did the conservatives in the Freedom Caucus pull the Republican Party back from the ledge? And he goes on and says, yes. This is what we're talking about, folks. Kurt?
Yep, that's a good point. He says, did the Freedom Caucus just pull the Republican Party back off the ledge before it jumped to its death? A case can be made for that. He says, before the American Health Care Act, a.k.a. Ryan Care, was pulled off the House floor on Friday, it enjoyed the support of 17% of Americans. Had it passed, it faced an antietam in the GOP Senate and probable defeat. Had it survived there to be signed by President Trump, it would have meant 14 million Americans losing their health insurance in 2018. First among the losers would have been white working class folks who delivered the Rust Belt states to President Trump. Victory has 1,000 fathers. Defeat is an orphan, said JFK. So who are the losers here? First and foremost, he says, Speaker Paul Ryan and House Republicans, who having voted 50 times over 7 years to repeal Obamacare, we learned, had no consensus plan ready to replace it.
Now, Moreover, stop. That's a lie. Now, when you say consensus plan, that's how you manipulate it, because there's never 100% consensus. Yeah,
that's
right. But we have a plan ready. The problem is the insiders won't jump on it. That's the untold story of this thing.
And he says, moreover, they put a bill on the floor many had not read and for which they did not have the votes. More than a defeat, this was a humiliation. For the foreseeable future, a Republican Congress and president will coexist with a health care regime that both of them loathe, but cannot together repeal and replace. Moreover, this defeat suggests that given the ideological divide in the GOP and that's his way of saying what's a Republican, and the unanimous opposition of congressional Democrats, the most impressive GOP majority since the 20s may be impotent to enact any major complicated or complex legislation. Friday's failure appears to be another milestone in the decline and fall of Congress, which the Constitution in Article 1 fairly anoints as our first branch of government. Anyway, he goes on. It's pretty good stuff. Looks like Pat Buchanan.
Jim Clymer, you want to comment on this?
I think it's a good point. I think it's exactly right. Is the case where, you know, I hadn't thought of it quite in those terms, but that's the Freedom Caucus, by standing true, by standing firm, they may well have saved the Republican Party from a disaster. The interesting thing is, I have a lot of respect for Mark Meadows. You know, I heard him speak several times, and he's pure as the driven snow. He's a great principled man, and of course he was the one who started a movement, if you remember, that got rid of Boehner a few years ago. And maybe he needs to do that again to get rid of Ryan. I don't know, but the
without question,
the fact is that I saw him on the news here, last week one day, where they were raising the optimism that they were working out compromises, they were working amendments into the bill so that it would pass muster with the Freedom Caucus, and it surprised me that he sounded very optimistic. I'm just surprised that he could be that optimistic about them coming out with a bill that they could support. I don't know the inner workings. I don't even know exactly what they were demanding and what they didn't get. Obviously, they didn't get what they thought what they had some expectations of getting in the bill, because
well, you've got to get rid of the core of Obamacare, which is we're going to guarantee everybody insurance. In other words, anybody who wants to sign up can sign up. You can't, you know, block out pre-existing conditions or anything like that. So everybody gets to be aboard. That ratchets up the cost and the risk to unsustainable levels, number one. And then number two, you got to get rid of this idea that there's going to be a penalty. And all they did was shift the penalty from government charging the penalty with the IRS as the backing to the corporate world, the insurance companies charging you the penalty if you didn't have insurance. So they just shifted the blame and played games, but they didn't gut the core of Obamacare. That was the problem. And they said, without those two components changed or gone, we won't go for it. And that was the rub.
But why did they think that they were going to get that? Because when I heard Mark Meadows on the news,
As far as I understand, I think because they thought Donald Trump would help demand that and it would force the issue, but it never happened.
So they didn't get it from the top.
Correct. So that's the problem that we have, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is we got a leadership crisis going on in the Republic, that's to say the least. The only answer, though, is to reject the left-right paradigm, the left-right wing of the same bird of prey, and stand for the Constitution Party. That's what you got to do. ConstitutionParty.com. Jim Clymer with us in seconds, folks.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
What do they call that, a snafu? We had a healthcare snafu. Now they're going under over this idea they're going to get tax reform happening. Do you predict another snafu, Jim Clymer?
I don't know. I'm not. I don't claim to be a very good prognosticator. I would hope that they.
Well, I got a question. When in your lifetime have they had tremendous success in moving the needle towards liberty, sir?
Well, there's always hope, though, isn't there, Sam?
There's hope, but I haven't seen it yet.
Hope. I was hopeful that with this administration. That the needle would move back toward freedom a bit more. I never had any illusions it was going to get back to where it should be, but I was hoping they would make some movement.
Well, and even if we don't have the needle moving generally towards liberty, meaning we're losing more than we're gaining to some degree, we do have some positives. In other words, we could be losing liberty faster. I'll give you an example. The Mexico Accord, or whatever that's called, where Donald Trump literally rejected pro-death murdering of babies through abortion around the world funded by the United States. That was shut down or overturned or brought back, whatever words you want to use to say that we used to be pro-death and now we've changed that. That's positive to say the least. Donald Trump deregulating many things, that's a positive to say the least. So there's plenty of good things to point to. We just need more people and more of them.
We need more representatives in Congress who share that view.
So Kurt, what do you say? I just think we need more people to do more things. That's all.
And as Jim says, we've definitely got to go after it. With a positive attitude. Hoping for the best. But on the other hand, we've got to see. When you look at the way Congress typically, and I'll put this in quotes, works, very little gets done. And in many cases, that's a wonderful thing. But it sure is amazing how quick they can expand the debt limit, that kind of thing. Whereas it would sure be nice to get some quick action on things that, well, would restore freedoms and liberties and that kind of thing. Wouldn't it, Jim?
I hear that. We've gotta work on things, and we can't fix the world by 3 o'clock. What we can do is our part. And so I don't mean to be negative and say there's no hope, but I am saying, you know what? I don't see the needle moving towards liberty very well. And if we want it to move more towards liberty, we got to have more of us involved. And I think it'd be way worse if we weren't involved.
Okay. Amen to that. Jim, earlier Sam brought up the idea that we basically assign, maybe in the Constitution Party, you could assign one individual for each representative, and then you just, shepherd them along and make sure they were aware at least about things like this bill.
Well, like Steve King's bill, H.R. 175, if all of a sudden we put out the word on the radio and 535 Americans went to work, called their congressman and or senator, whoever they were assigned to, and then basically, texted us back or emailed us back, we could have updates from every single one of them in about 5 minutes.
Good point. Yeah.
What do you think of that, Jim?
Great idea.
We could really make a difference, but we got to be organized and we got to work together. A little bit of time provides a lot of liberty.
What's the latest from the Constitution Party, Jim? What's your, what's on your plate, and what do you suggest for us to work on?
Well, I guess it's been a while since I gave an update on that, but I will say that the election of Trump has been a little bit of a upheaval in the party, because we had a number of our people, quite candidly, who were supporting Trump. We had and I don't know what the percentage would be, but a fair number of our own people who went and supporting Trump. On the other hand, we had a lot of people who were the never Trump people, the Republican conservative Republicans, who couldn't stomach Trump come over and vote, so that we actually got more votes for our presidential candidate than we've had in any of the elections in the past. And Pennsylvania here, my home state, I'm proud to say, was got the most votes, the most number of votes for our Constitution Party candidate in, of any of the states in the union. But that was, you know, that's the good part. The not so good part is that those votes came from people who were outside the party. You know, they didn't. It doesn't accurately reflect the strength of the party here, and I think that's true in most of the states where we did well. There were a lot of factors. Who was the guy who's running as an independent? I can't remember his name right now, but he did fairly well in Utah.
Mullen. Yeah, that's right.
And he got, you know, he got almost three times as many votes as we did, and he was only on the ballot in like 11 states, I think. So
you want to know why that is?
Why is that?
Because that's who the mainstream media peddled.
They gave him some coverage.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. They did.
They didn't
if they
would have
given Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley tremendous coverage, just think where we would have been.
Yeah, I mean, I give credit to Glenn Beck for having come out and saying he was going to vote for Daryl Castle. And,
good point.
And that gave us a real boost. I mean, that practically crashed our website for a while after that. So, there's some very good things like that happened. And, you know, I applaud him for his courage of taking a stand like that. But by and large, of course, our campaign was unnoticed. It was unreported. The media didn't give us coverage. The major media certainly did not give us any coverage at all to speak of. Anyway, we have a national committee meeting coming up next month, or no, in May, in St. Louis. So that's our next event. And the positive part of it is we brought there are a number of people who came into the Constitution Party because of what's happening with the Republicans. They're finally beginning to see the light. And I think we'll come out of this stronger, but it's a little bit of a reorganize and it's going to take some new development with some new people. We've got some people with some great talent and marketing the message, and people with skills in marketing, people with skills in the electronic area, and which will enable us to do a more effective job of getting our message out. And that's really what we do, because I think we've got the message. It's just a matter of getting it to the people, and when you don't have the cable networks or the major other networks who are we don't have them giving you any coverage, it's just a lot more difficult to get the message out to the masses.
That's why the new media needs to take center stage, that's for sure. I don't mean to be negative in this broadcast. My point is that there's a lot of work we can do. And if Congress isn't getting the word out or the mainstream press isn't getting the word out, it's up to us. It's up to the groundswell. Word of mouth, new media taking center stage, individuals calling their congressmen and senators. We could literally organize ourselves and create an organization that could really be a boots on the ground kind of an organization that could really make a difference. But it takes a little bit of money and a little bit of time to promote a whole lot of liberty. And you know what? Synergism or our greater numbers can have the effect we need. But it's just a matter of working on it together, I think, Jim. So I don't think we lose hope. I think we acknowledge, though, where we are. Hey, we're letting the mainstream press have their day. We're letting the insider Republicans control the game. And we've got to stop that. And I'm not for partisan politics, but I support the principles of the Constitution, and I support that for a solution. And we need to get rid of this left-right paradigm or attacking the other guy and focusing on solutions. And Steve King's got a bill we need to let everybody know about, big time. Single-page bill. It's already there. It's already got 38 co-sponsors. I don't know why we would even put another bill in the hopper. I just think we back the one we've got.
That's what they should do. That's right.
And cause an up-and-down vote and force people to know where they stand and push to get rid of the naysayers next election and say, you own Obamacare, folks.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
And there have been some people promoting that, but they don't get the coverage. They don't, and of course, again, I want to put the finger at Paul Ryan. He could have grabbed hold of that bill and said, this is our bill, we're gonna run with this. But he didn't.
And he won't. He's got it tied up in the Indian Affairs Committee. The Indians don't even need Obamacare anyway. They don't even care about it. It's like, wow.
Yeah, that's a great point, Sam.
And then if I say something, then they're like, you're a racist. You hate Squanto, don't you? And I'm like, what? What are you even talking about? Well, you're just, you know, we know your agenda. We know your kind. Next, move along. And then that's the way it is. But we can make a difference, folks. The answers are in the Constitution Party, constitutionparty.com. The answers are in good Americans standing shoulder to shoulder for the sacred cause of liberty. We don't need your firstborn. We don't need you to give, you know, your fame and fortune and sacred honor as the founders did. But we do need you to give a little bit on the altar of liberty. And if enough of us do that, our greater numbers shall have success. It's all based on the power of one, but our greater numbers gives us, in my opinion, the success formula. But it takes us all to organize and get involved, Jim.
Yes, it does. It's a matter of many hands make light work, and we need to have a large number of people who put their shoulders to the wheel and go with this.
And we need a bunch of folks, some angel investors, to just fund talk radio. Because I'm telling you right now, if we had the money and could grow this, we could force the hand of the mainstream press to discuss this. We could. We may not be the biggest newsmakers because we don't have that kind of money, but we could certainly force their hand. We've done it already. With a little greater push, we can do it again.
Agreed.
All right. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com. Ladies and gentlemen, doing a great job. One of the great solutions for America. So is Steve King's bill to repeal Obamacare, H.R. 175. I bet you haven't even heard about it. It's been in the hopper since January 3rd. You need to push this, folks, big time. It's got 38-plus co-sponsors on it now. Chris Stewart from the Olympic State of Utah is on board. Nobody else yet. We got our work cut out for us, even in our state. You got to work on it, folks. We got to work together. We need your support in every way, including financial. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Please become part of the solutions today. And together, we the people declare, we, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.